But they tell you this, you know, you shouldn't judge people. Like, why are you calling them false prophets? That's judging. You don't know their hearts, right? This is the rhetoric that comes from these liberal Christians. You don't know their hearts. They love God. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:14. This is why they say these things. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him. So they think we're foolish. You're so foolish for saying something like that and preaching against the homos and preaching and calling out all these false prophets. This is foolish. Neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. What gives you the right to judge anybody? Well, verse 15 does. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Amen. Read it. Look down at your Bibles. Judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. Now, why is it that the spiritual man judgeth all things? Look at verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You know why we're able to look at some wicked person like Joel Osteen and say that guy's a false prophet? Because we have the mind of Christ. You know why we're able to call out the false prophets and the false doctrine of today and say this is wicked as hell, this is not of God? You know why? Because we have the mind of Christ. That's why. We have the Bible. How dare you say you have the mind of Christ? He told me, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. And if we have the mind of Christ, we have the spiritual discernment to judge if something is righteous or unrighteous, wicked or just. We have the mind of Christ.